Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The U.S. House passes a stopgap bill to avoid a government shutdown. Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
The House passed a week-long stopgap bill to keep the government open through December 18th before current funding expires Friday as lawmakers continue to negotiate a longer-term spending package and coronavirus relief. The bill passed handily, 343-67, and now heads to the Senate for approval. It is expected to be quickly cleared for President Trump's signature. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer called the stopgap measure an admission of failure as negotiators struggled to reach an agreement. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Richard Shelby said the negotiators agreed on most issues for the omnibus package, but still had some sticking points. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
17 states have joined Texas in trying to undo President Trump's election loss. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Texas has won the support of 17 other states in its lawsuit, which asks the Supreme Court to throw out the voting results from Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Lawyers for the other states called on the nine justices to hear the Texas lawsuit aimed at helping President Trump stay in office. However, election law experts have said the lawsuit stands little chance of success and lacks legal merit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Joe Biden's son Hunter says his tax affairs are under federal investigation. The disclosure on Wednesday puts a renewed spotlight on the questions about his financial dealings that dogged his father's campaign. In a statement released by the senior Biden's transition office, the younger Biden said he learned about the investigation on Tuesday. He did not disclose details of the matter. Hunter Biden's long been a target of President Trump and his allies, who have accused him of profiting off his political connections. Mr. Trump and his supporters also raised charges of corruption related to Hunter Biden's work in Ukraine at the time his father was vice president. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 105 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
You know what stinks? Overpaying for things, and that includes your cell phone bill. That's why every day people are switching to PureTalk USA. You get the exact same coverage as the larger carriers, but at half the cost, with no contract and no excessive fees. Get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data all for just $20 a month. The average person saves $400 a year. Go to PureTalkUSA.com, enter the promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's PureTalkUSA.com, promo code HALFOFF. PureTalk USA, simply smarter wireless.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years.
Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Nevada Supreme Court confirms a lower court's dismissal of President Trump's request to overturn the state's presidential election results. With one justice recusing herself, the six others voted unanimously to reject the request after a 36-hour blitz of legal briefs from both Democrats and Republicans. The Nevada Republican Party called the ruling extremely disappointing, accusing both courts of rushing their decisions. The Transportation Security Administration is monitoring employees at McCarran Airport. As of today, the TSA has confirmed 101 cases of the coronavirus among its employees at McCarran since the pandemic began, but 65 of those cases have been recorded since November 19th. Marking a 55% increase. Nationwide, over 3,800 TSA employees have tested positive for COVID, with 760 of those marked as active cases. A new resort could be coming to Henderson. The city council there has scheduled to consider a resolution next week, formalizing its intent to sell about 9 acres near the northeast corner of the intersection of Las Vegas Boulevard and St. Rose Parkway. That's just north of the M Resort.
KCQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a big crash causing delays on the 515. You are bumper to bumper right now into the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 westbound and eastern. We're also getting some slow flows there, 515 eastbound at Main Street. And that is causing some delays on that transition ramp, leaving 15 north to go 515 east.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local for a Wednesday, for a hump day, as we move closer to Christmas. I'm so excited. I'm also excited to have a guy that I really like. I have so much respect for him. He served honorably and continues to serve his veteran comrades. He is Luis Vega, Community Engagement Director for Concerned Veterans for America, and he joins us. Luis, thanks for joining us. This a big day for Concerned Veterans for America in that you're releasing a new video, and it's called Joe's Story. Can you tell me a little bit about Joe's story? What actually prompted the production of this video?
Hey, thank you, Kevin. I always appreciate being on. And yes, this is a very important video and a very powerful story that CVA wants to share and show to the country. And what this relays is one of the most important things that CVA wants to do in our fight to end the endless wars, and that's having a bottom-up approach. It's trying to show the legislators that we're not targeting them through Washington elites up in Virginia or in D.C. We are letting them know that the actual veterans on the ground, their families that are affected, are the ones that support this cause, are the ones that have buy-in on ending this war. And Joe's story is a very powerful one about Joe Kent. He is a Gold Star husband, and he tells a story of how he served in Special Operations, as well as his wife, Shannon Kent. And Shannon Kent, her story is very unique. She was deployed 5 times in combat operations, 4 of those being in Afghanistan, Iraq, and on her 5th deployment to Syria, where she was deployed with Special Operations Command, she was killed by a suicide bomber. So she is the first female soldier to be killed in combat operations in Syria. And that's just devastating to have a Green Beret, her husband, have to now raise 2 kids, 2 sons, on his own. And what it shows and tells and pulls at the heartstrings is we hear all the stats of over 2,000 service men and women killed in Afghanistan. And it's hard, you don't put that human factor until you hear a story like this.
And by the way, you've got to applaud Joe Kent for his willingness to tell his story, to advocate for a better American foreign policy. That's something that I'm sure took a lot of courage from a guy that has showed courage in combat. Can you talk a little bit about Joe Kent and the bravery that it took for him to come forward like this?
Yeah, most definitely. And I think, well, first, Joe Kent's an American hero and patriot. He first served with the 82nd Ranger Battalion, so he was a Ranger for 2 years, and then moved onward and upward to be with the most elite fighting force, Green Berets. And in doing this, he is, I want to ensure that I get this accurate, yep, he deployed 11 times, Kevin.
Yikes.
And I think, I mean, that's just, imagine spending, he kind of addresses it in the video, that he spent the majority of a year in Iraq. Special Forces have a lot shorter deployments because they're a lot more kinetic. They're a lot more kind of like shotgun blasts. So they're not like the one I was on where it was like a year long. So that being said, but going back and forth, probably about 5 times in a year is so hard on the family. So his courage and bravery to tell the story and tell Washington elites who are saying that we need to stay the course, that we need to stay in Afghanistan, that fails to justify the loss of human life that he's had to deal with and go through and grieve through.
Aside from, and by the way, joining us is Luis Vega, Community Engagement Director for Concerned Veterans for America. Aside from trying to directly impact and influence members of Congress who are going to be dealing with these policies, especially if we have a new president. What is it that Concerned Veterans for America would like to gain from this video? Is there a deeper meaning relative to just to John Q. Public trying to change the public perspective?
Well, primarily, like you said, I think sometimes it's hard for veterans to come out and say it's time to end the endless wars. You know that CBA and myself and people like Joe are absolutely 100% proud of their service and wouldn't have it any other way. And there's that stigma, and it'll come from Washington, that if you want to end the endless war here that's costing our nation's blood and treasure, you're not a patriot. And so you have our executive director, Nate Anderson, a Green Beret. You have Joe, a Green Beret, myself, an infantryman, that are now speaking up against that stigma. So showing that you can do it and still be a great American patriot, and also to let Washington know that we have the support of boots on ground. We're not trying to talk to the generals and go straight to the policymakers, because it's only through those who have served that we ask them to sit. Imagine being a congressman or U.S. senator, and Joe Kent walks into your office and sits down in front of you and perhaps plays a video or just tells his story in person, how powerful the effect of that is going to have on the representatives. And so that's why we ask the people to press and pressure the legislators, because if they want to, you know, stay in office, they need to do right by their constituents.
Are there other Joe Kent stories out there? I would imagine there are thousands, maybe tens of thousands of Joe Kent-like stories. Are there more of those out there that you're looking for?
Yes, absolutely. We would love to hear from anyone who has a story and is also for ending the endless wars. And they can do that as well. Of course, I'll plug at the end, but I'll plug it now as well. The most and best place where anyone could hear and see this story is going to, this is all spelled out and all together, endendlesswars.com. So that's endendlesswars.com. Joe Kent's story is on the homepage, and it has a take action button and a sign up so that we can reach out to you and we could have your story heard from for the country.
Let me switch gears if we can, Luis. I mentioned the possibility of a new commander-in-chief come January 20th, and I'm curious. We've had a lot of VA reforms over the last 4 years under President Trump. What did you have any feel for what to expect in a Biden administration?
Well, we're yet to see his platform, and we really do hope and we know the one thing CBA will do is continue to fight to end the endless wars if it is a Biden administration, and that's not going to change. Right now, we really had a huge string of victories under the Trump administration in both aspects of what CBA fights for, which is the Mission Act, veteran health care, and then, of course, ending the endless wars. And on the foreign policy front, President Trump has got us to about 4,500 troops on the ground, where it was upwards in the 40,000s. And that's no small feat, because he had to fight tooth and nail to pull each one of those service men and women out. So that's a huge win, and we hope that the new administration will stay the course, and we're going to put pressure on them to do so. And within the VA, on the Mission Act side or healthcare side, it's the same thing, where I think President Trump's legacy with the veterans is cemented in success with the VA Mission Act, the VA Accountability Act, and VA Modernization Act. All of those have benefited us greatly.
Would you expect a major change, of course, with a Joe Biden in the White House as opposed to a Donald Trump? I mean, would you look at major changes? We just had a SecDef nomination today of General Lloyd Austin. Would you expect major changes?
Well, I could only speculate, and I would say we're going to have to wait and see what happens. Our fear could be pressure, especially we have the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, as you know, is going through the legislative process, and that's an opportunity for a lot of lawmakers to do a lot of pork barreling and add-ons for things that are non-defense. That typically happens almost every year. And also a lot of opportunity to slow down the withdrawal and say that, put rhetoric in there that would stop troops from coming home. So we do have that hesitation and that bit of that fear that this new administration will allow that to happen. But we will keep up the fight so that it doesn't.
I'm just curious, is ending the endless wars, is that a bipartisan issue or is that a partisan issue right now?
So the good thing is we have been able to reach across the aisle, and it is a bipartisan issue. But it is easy for the VA, the legislators, and foreign policy to become partisan and be used as a rallying cry for one side or the other. But the good news is that we have seen support from both sides, and that's something that we're very hopeful for.
Well, we'll find out. Now, again, if folks want to see Joe's story, and this is very, very powerful stuff that every American, whether you've served in the military or not, you should see this video. It is incredibly powerful. If folks want to check it out, where do they go?
Yes, thank you again, Kevin. So you can see Joe Kent's story on the site End Endless Wars, endendlesswars.com, and it is on the homepage right there. Another way, if you're local, obviously in Nevada, I'd love to hear from you. And Facebook's something that we're pretty active on, sharing stories and victories, CVA victories, and even events that we've done with local veterans. And that is, you could just search me under Luis Vega, Luis Vega, Nevada, CVA, and I should be the profile that pops up, because Joe's story is on there as well. And that's another way that if they directly want to help out with the cause, they can reach out to me. And a couple other real quick amazing, facts here is Shannon Kent was not just serving and has served with Navy SEAL teams 10 and 4 when she was in combat operations, but she's a cancer survivor. And I just think to beat cancer, to be a mother of two, and to have done 5 tours is just amazing and a bit breathtaking, really.
It's all in Joe's story. Make sure you check it out. Luis, always good to visit with you. If we don't talk to you before the holidays, Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. And I know we'll talk to you in 2021. By the way, is 2021 going to be better than 2020?
Let's hope, man. We're hoping, Kevin. And I appreciate
it's got to be.
Merry Christmas. And it's always a pleasure, Kevin.
Thanks, man. You're a true patriot. Luis Vega, a true patriot, a veteran, and a guy that's helping veterans even as we speak. Community Engagement Director for Concerned Veterans for America. Stick around. Lots more to do as we continue on this Wednesday Hump Day edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Renowned ER doctor and former chief of staff of UMC, Dr. Dale Karrison, will join us with an update on what's really happening in Nevada and the hospitals and the COVID situation.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even call right now. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Something that makes me really angry, and that is this whole Hunter Biden thing. Hunter Biden has been apparently the subject of an investigation. We know that the FBI has been looking at his laptop, and we know that there are allegations that this guy has tax improprieties and foreign business dealings. He's being investigated for both. And unlike the president, you know, who was convicted, and we knew it was going to be Russian collusion and all of this stuff, this is different. My question is, where was the media back in 2018, where they were trying to dig up anything they could on the president? Where were they with Hunter Biden? Why weren't they investigating this criminal investigation? It just makes no sense. Where was Adam Schiff? Where was Eric Swalwell? Oh, I'm sorry. He was busy having a relationship with a Chinese spy, excuse me. Sorry. He was busy. All of this coming beginning in 2018 when they had this whole deal. I'm just going to tell you, there's something that really smells about this thing. And then the question is, what if he's convicted of tax evasion and maybe the Logan Act or something else? What if he's convicted of that? Would Joe Biden dare pardon his own son? Or before he goes out the door, would he ask President Trump to give a preemptive pardon? That's why this thing stinks to high heaven. And it once again is another indictment of the fake news media that while they were chasing their tails, so to speak, about Russian collusion and the Mueller report and all of that, I guess my point is that the media totally failed, by the way, parenthetically, by a show of hands, how many of you are surprised by this? And by the way, if you're driving your car, just give me a nod of the head. How many of you are surprised that the fake news media missed this? This has been under investigation since 2018. The New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, all of them were right there on top of every little story trying to nitpick the President of the United States.